information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Coffee gets a bad name sometimes. Coffee can be associated with stealing energy and being an energy thief. And coffee can be associated with leaning on it too heavy or not drinking enough water, drinking coffee instead, or giving us tools to stay up hours that we really shouldn't have because we're taxing our body. But coffee as something that raises cholesterol, this is a problem. To the listeners out there, let me tell you that this is, it's the terpenes that are in there that can raise cholesterol. A lot of the studies were done on a lot of coffee, like 6 cups a day, but there's other studies that have really popped out showing it might be as little as 2 cups a day. But the problem, Holly, is a cardiologist, and I'm going to throw this to you. It's, you know, cholesterol is not a bad thing. It's when the cholesterol is oxidized. But what are we putting in the coffee? We're raising cholesterol a little bit, but we're putting those nasty fructose, you know, things, those coffee mocha things, you know, the creams, the you know, those stuff in the little packets, those creamer things. And so what you're doing, you're not just raising cholesterol, Holly, you're raising oxidized cholesterol.
Okay, it is. But here's the part that I was so fascinated about this, because I was like, because as an avid coffee drinker, I do have my one cup in the morning. I don't know if that'll ever change. We'll see if there's not a reason to. I think I'm doing okay. But there's a study. I've always been fascinated. I gave a presentation last year at the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians on to drink or not to drink. That is the question. And we tackled both alcohol and coffee and all of the crazy headlines as far as like, it's good for you, it's bad for you. And I was riveted by the studies on coffee. And there was a couple studies that came out, and the studies and the reports drinking coffee were different if you had a paper filter. And I was like, Well, what the heck is going on there? Uh-huh. Well, so here's what's happening, okay? So it's this ingredient, as you mentioned, terpenes. So, and quite honestly, folks, when it's not rocket science, you can, if you hear terpene, I promise you turpentine is not far away. It's okay. But no, it's okay to make that association, because there's other in a form of B12, like cyanocobalamin. Yes, cyanide is involved. Your liver has to work really hard, you know, expending glutathione, one of our great antioxidants, to pull off a cyanide molecule in order to get that metabolized. There's a better form of B12 called methylcobalamin, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a terpene called cafestol. Okay, so that's cafe, like in coffee, C-A-F-E-S-T-O-L. And this is the compound that in coffee that elevates cholesterol. It basically hijacks a receptor in the intestinal pathways critical to its regulation. And here's what happens. This is why cafestol is the most potent dietary cholesterol elevating agent known. Okay, so you can throw eggs out, butter, all these crazy, you know, sugar, you can throw all of it out. This, and here's where it's found. It's found mostly in the French press coffees, where you're not being able to filter out the cafestol by using a paper filter. Okay, so we're talking about, and the study particularly that was done at Baylor University, that French press coffee, when you just put in the organic fresh coffee with the water and you actually just press it, so there's no filter going on, and there's none of the terpene of cafestol is being filtered out, and this has been linked. And this is over 5 cups of French press coffee a week. Not that much, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's not that much. In French press, it's what my brother-in-law in Belgium drinks every day.
Exactly.
French press. It's a little stronger, but a little shorter acting. The caffeine and drip coffee will kind of stay in your system longer, where the espressos and the French presses don't. But I tell you, Holly, this didn't change anything for me about my opinion about coffee. I think some people handle coffee and others don't. But there's still my two rules, three rules to all coffee. One is paper filter. Second rule with it, or I think those gold mesh ones do a pretty good job too.
Be paper.
It's only the paper.
Every single study that I've read, it's the paper.
Okay, so I got to change that rule. Number one, paper filter, but please get the brown ones. Don't use those white bleached ones. Second thing though is coffee has to be organic. If you look at the countries, just to diverge away from this for a second, because it's about oxidized cholesterol. It's just not about raising your cholesterol. If you look at the countries that make coffee, Mexico, Somalia, Ethiopia, Colombia, there's pesticides that are used there that are banned in America. So what are you doing? You're taking ground up coffee, running hot water through it, and making sure to concentrate every bit of banned pesticide into your glass each day. So you don't only have the cafestol, you're getting all these junk chemicals. So coffee is one of these things that has to be organic. And then the other thing is what you're using with it. I mean, I have friends of mine that drink a couple cups of black coffee every day, drip coffee, and they're great, Holly. They feel good with it. Their lipid numbers are good. Their oxidized stuff is fine. And I have other people that can do the same, like myself. I can't drink coffee. And when I do, I get the heart palpitations. I don't feel well with it. But also, when you go to reach for those synthetic creamers and all those chemicals, this is a nightmare. You are raising cholesterol, and then you're adding petrochemicals to it and toxins, and you're adding sugar and fructose to it. That cup of coffee is a disaster, Holly.
A disaster. At the end of the day, if you're going to drink coffee, there's a couple things that I think are good take-homes. We got to be able to make sure you're using a paper filter, and quite honestly, a brown non-bleached paper filter. My rule of thumb, you've got to be able to reduce exposure to toxins whenever possible. So yeah, you can have a bleach thing, and you can get them at Costco. They're going to be cheaper, but they're bleached, and that bleach is going to sip into the water. It's going to seep into the water. It's going to seep into your body as you take that sip. So having a nice organic, you don't want that coffee to be sprayed by all those pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, because they absorb it so much. Organic black coffee. And if you're going to use something, make sure that it's natural. Like we've talked about on our segment before, where you can click on radiomd.com and go to It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science, that there are definitely damaging chemicals in those creamers that you talked about, Dr. Weiss, but also all of the different alternative sugars, whether it be aspartame, Splenda, NutraSweet. But we also talked about why agave might not be so great, and that we want to stick to things that are natural. It ain't rocket science. Don't fool with Mother Nature. She always wins, in my opinion, right? So, hey, if you're going to sweeten your coffee up, a little sugar, your body knows exactly what to do with.
Yeah, and coffee, raw sugar, honey, a little bit of stevia, stay away from those things. Because, look, there's going to be some, you know, these terpenes, it's hard
not,
to know.
No, exactly. Wait, because this is radio and people can't see your adorable face, you just mentioned the things that you should okay and stay away from the other things, right?
Oh, so stay away from those processed cream drinks, those mocha stuff, the French vanillas, all of those flavors. Thank you, Holly. And make sure to, you know, use things like honey or raw sugar to do it. And when you're looking at the raising of caffeine, we can do our best to keep some of these terpenes that can raise cholesterol out of it, but we really never know what's going to sneak in and what's not. But as a cardiologist, I'm telling you, if you create the sugar pesticide laden brew that coffee can be, that really, and throw it in a foam cup on top of it, this is something that is an absolutely devastating way to start your day. It is inflammatory. It is toxic. It is going to induce almost every type of disease. So what we've been talking about here in a quick summary is coffee raising cholesterol. And here is the real information on it. Number one, use a paper filter. Then you don't get that cholesterol causing effect. Number two, what you mix your coffee with, stay away from the mochas and the French vanillas and all that. Use a raw sugar. Use a honey. Number three, coffee should be organic. Use the organic coffee. So if you follow those rules and you've listened to your body to know if you're okay with coffee, I just do okay with coffee. Coffee is not such a disaster. I feel good with it. Then you can stay well. Then you can listen to Radio MD and you can get more tips and more shows and read more blogs, because we're going to keep the absolute truth, the best information coming to you, because it's our job to keep you well at Radio MD. Stay well.